We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and fly high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Katsilda, our standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a photo is going viral of a couple kissing on top of a lion that they killed in South Africa.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, love.
Yeah. Great. Good job, gang. Good job. Two people are dead after a ride broke at an amusement park in India.
Oh, did you see the video of this, man?
It does say that there's a video that you may not want to watch. And no, I haven't.
It's not gruesome, but you can pretty well see what happened.
Right. It's not gruesome because you don't see the carnage, but you understand how bad it's going to be.
The extent of it's pretty.
Yay. Mm-hmm. It's not like my worst fear or nothing.
Well, this is what we were talking about the other day. Look, okay, you might go to that fair that just came in town for the weekend. And you look at those rides and you think to yourself, man, I don't know if that's safe. It came on the back of an 18-wheeler flatbed
but
truck.
But I put my kids on it anyway.
Right, but they want to ride the rides. It can't be the worst thing in the world. When you go to an actual amusement park, I think that just your expectations of safety are at a different level.
Yeah, they're higher.
Yeah, they better be, right? Like, if you get on top of a roller coaster in Vegas on top of a huge building, you hope the damn thing doesn't break.
But you assume that it's going to work fine, right?
Exactly.
Again, these are the professionals.
Right. But no.
Not
this
so much.
Was in that, and they went to an amusement park. This was a huge ride. It wasn't one of those small ones. I mean, this was a big ride that collapsed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is a legit ride.
Yep.
Oh, not anymore. Dang. Wow.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Yep.
It says a woman in Ireland who's been convicted of 648 thefts.
Jeez.
Was just released from prison for, quote, one last chance.
One last chance to steal something.
Out of how many? 600 what?
648.
She's like that kid in baseball who, for some reason, you can't strike him out. Dude, they've had 648 strikes. Can we just say they're out?
I'm assuming these are just small petty thefts, right?
It's gotta be, right?
But still, you obviously have a problem.
This is the last slap on the wrist we're gonna give you.
You've been slapped 648 times.
48.
Good Lord.
Criminy. A drunk man in Scotland was found passed out dangling from a fence. Because the zipper on his pants got stuck.
It could happen to anybody.
You think? So this guy got blasted. He's trying to go home or wherever the hell he's trying to go. Tries to jump a fence and his zipper gets stuck.
I got my pants stuck on a fence once.
And so he just falls asleep.
I think he was probably hammered. He fell over. It got stuck in there, and he couldn't get himself back upright. He just fell asleep.
Yeah, he probably was like, I'm just going to sit here for a second.
I'll figure it out in the morning.
And then he wakes up, and he's on a fence.
Making international news.
Depending on the position that he was in, man, that's a bad way to wake up. The ache in either your head, your neck, your back, wherever it is that you're bent wrong, man.
It's also just a bad look.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you feel great, just not a good look.
Why was your zipper down?
That is a good question.
A Buffalo Wild Wings employee in Indiana was fired for making a mustard swastika on a cheeseburger.
Why would you do that?
I mean, oh, man. On.
Dumbass.
Golly.
Who checks their bun for a swastika out of mustard?
They open it up to look and see what's in there.
Was it a fast food or a restaurant?
It says Buffalo Wild Wings.
I mean, I guess they serve it open-faced? I don't know. I've never ordered a burger there.
Right?
They're kind of famous for chicken wings.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to draw a swastika, it's not going to be any place that you see it.
That's because you don't draw a swastika.
That's part of it.
You could do it like with mozzarella on a pizza.
Right. Let it melt.
That's bad.
When you put condiments on stuff, do you ever think of yourself as a fancy chef?
No.
What do you mean?
Try to, like, place it, you know, like, so it's all pretty and stuff.
At the moment, you're squirting ketchup. Like, the chef roll is done, man.
I guess you're right.
You never draw stuff, Ted? Little smiley face?
I don't.
Little cat face?
Cat face, huh?
Yeah.
You draw a cat face with your condiments.
There was times, yeah. Spreads it out evenly.
Okay. So does just putting it on.
My steak's so good, I put symbols in my A1 with a fork.
That's right. Four kids in Australia between 10 and 14 years old packed up an SUV and drove more than 600 miles to go on a fishing trip before they were stopped by police.
Good Lord, man.
That's getting it done. Miles. That's getting it done.
That means that they had to have stopped a handful of times to get gas, right?
Sure. Twice. Yeah. Maybe once.
Right. So not only, guarantee you, they stole cash, too. 10 to 14, they don't have jobs. They ain't breaking open the piggy bank to grab $40 for gas.
Well, they stole the car. They probably stole wallets, too.
Yeah. Halo Top Ice Cream is opening up a ski lodge in New Zealand, which comes with all-you-can-eat ice cream.
Yeah, it's a ski lodge, though, so you're probably not in the mood for a lot of ice cream.
You're not in the mood.
It's cold outside. Here's ice cream.
Yeah. In theory, you're correct, but I still eat ice cream in the winter.
It's like Palm Springs being 115 degrees, and you've got a coffee stand offering free coffee.
Free hot coffee. Who wants one?
I mean, you're going to get a couple takers, but...
Yeah. Because they know how to live.
Where's Halo Top from?
That's a good question, Ted. That sounds like something somebody who's even working on this wouldn't know.
It feels pretty guilt-free.
Halo Top.
Should be a lot of chocolate, though.
Halo Top. It's a nice way of saying muffin top.
Halo Top will help you with your muffin top.
Yeah. She's an angel. Got a halo right around her waist. Mm-hmm. her halo so big it's like a hula hoop.
It's a heavy halo. People in Sweden are getting microchips implanted in their hands to replace their credit cards.
Because they are insane.
Boy. That would be weird. Why does that feel like something that a dumb future movie would have?
Because the dumb present, it's already happening.
I guess.
I'll just be afraid that someone might cut off my hand if they kidnap me.
Or how many times do I accidentally buy something? Right, I wave to my friend. Next thing I know, to zap my credit card number to a cash register. Sir, that wave cost you $700.
Thanks for the groceries.
I think it's coming, though.
I mean, the option, if that's what you want to do, I don't.
I don't want to implant stuff, man.
I don't want to do that. I think it's more likely my kids would sneak into my room in the middle of the night. Boop. Grab my hand, just drop it over the iPad and order $400 worth of freaking Pokemon cards or whatever the hell.
I need more Candy Crush points, Daddy.
Get Daddy's hand.
A construction worker in New Mexico is being called a hero after he caught a baby and a toddler who were dropped from an apartment window during a fire.
Okay, that's fair.
Man, yeah, good catch, dude.
Good catch.
Seriously, but what you don't know is seven kids jumped out and only caught the two.
I mean, look, there's some guys in the NFL that drop balls notoriously, but if you drop a baby, that's not good. You know what I mean?
Like, what NFL receiver would you hope is least likely to be there?
Least likely to
Jermaine
be there?
Jermaine Curse.
Jermaine Curse. Wow.
We're he dropped a lot of balls, man.
Then again, whenever it counted, he caught the ball. Never mind.
I would hope Rob Gronkowski's there.
I hope OBJ's there.
I was about to say OBJ.
That's true, right? One hand behind the back.
Oh, yeah, he catch one with each hand.
He caught balls from Eli Manning. That alone.
Problem is, he spiked the baby.
He caught it.
Oh, no.
What a celebration, but...
It seems weird, too, the phrasing. The kid was dropped from a window. Like, well, no, there was a fire.
Right.
That was like the route out.
Right. It's not that there were alternatives.
Right, it's not like people are just hanging around dropping babies out of windows.
Save yourself. Moms spend more than 1,400 hours worrying about their baby during the first year, according to a new survey.
Right, and then repeat that same number for the rest of your life.
That's more than eight entire weeks.
Oh, I thought about who I don't want catching my baby.
Oh, no.
I just remembered, Modern Times, Jimmy Grant.
Oh.
Jimmy Grant, was he dropping a lot of balls?
The last couple of years, dropping balls left and right. That's who I don't want catching my baby.
As long as he's not in New Orleans. Yeah,
Jimmy, move out of the way.
Look out, I'm going to catch his baby.
A 36-year-old man
in
Florida.
Target him, too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Otherwise, you have to throw the baby at me.
Throw the baby at him.
A 36-year-old man in the Florida Keys took his wife to a strip club over the weekend. Then he flipped out when the strippers pulled her up on stage, and she went along with it. They ended up arguing in the parking lot, and he punched a random man who stopped to see if she was okay. Now he's facing battery charges.
She was having a good time.
And I believe that random man was a cop.
Off duty,
that makes
sense.
Right, got it. Made his problems worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say, I've been to a strip club with a girl. I did not expect her to strip.
Did she? I mean, it's typical.
No.
But did you guys have a good time?
Yes.
But when I go to a restaurant, I don't expect you to cook.
Yeah.
I think if you have a woman that wants to go with you to the strip club, chances are you're probably going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. So, like, the implication would be, I know what I mean. She's going to have a good time. You're going to have a good time. You all have a good time, right?
Or don't go with her if you're uncomfortable.
Or, let her go by herself and have a good time. Like, right. Ruining it.
A man was pulled over in New York for speeding last week, and the cop found 179 pounds of marijuana in his minivan. He was arrested on 2 felony counts.
I'm so glad you said in his minivan. I just heard in his, and I'm like, oh, no.
That's a lot.
Look out.
That is too much.
Sushi restaurants across the country are going up in flames, and investigators think they found the culprit.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Harold. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Harold, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fantastic. In this case... A man who was arrested after officers found more than 1,000 guns at his home in one of the richest areas of Los Angeles has been charged with 64 felony counts. He was arrested back in May after federal and local agents seized more than 1,000 weapons in his Bel Air home. You know Bel Air is the home of the Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm.
The 58-year-old was charged with 23 counts of possession of an assault weapon, 17 counts of transfer of a handgun with no licensed firearm dealer, 15 counts of unlawful assault weapon, 7 counts of possession of a short-barreled rifle or shotgun, 2 counts of possession of a destructive device, and 1 partridge in a pear tree. Now, if convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 48 years and 8 months in a state prison. He's been free on $50,000 bail. Then they increased it to $100,000 bail. He paid that. And he's still out for now, but the Los Angeles police said the time of the seizure, which they're calling one of the largest recoveries of weapons in LAPD history, apparently the ATF, firearms and explosives all received information that this guy was selling and manufacturing illegal guns, which led to the search warrant. Anyway, he's pleading not guilty to all the charges. Do you believe he's black, white, Mexican, or Jew?
Oh, it's got to be white.
Yeah, but the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was black.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that he was. Yes.
So was Uncle Phil.
Funny how that worked.
I don't want to go down the whole line, but the family was black.
Over 1,000 guns.
Over 1,000, yeah.
Harold, you want to stick with white?
Yes, sir, I do.
Final answer. We're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, we had the Bel Air for a prince down there. A man arrested after feds found 1,000 guns, weapons at his home. He faced a sentence of 48 years. However, he is out on bail. Then he got out on bail again when the judge re-upped that. And he's currently pleading not guilty to the charges, but he did have 1,000 weapons in his home.
Yeah, and he was manufacturing, selling all without a license, blah, blah, blah. But Harold, we asked you, did you believe they were black, white, Mexi, or Jew? Without hesitation, you said white, and everything about it screams white. But, however, Ted, you pointed out that the Fresh Prince lived there.
He was black? Uncle Phil?
No!
Mexican.
Oh!
Surprise, surprise.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That's my Bel Air theory.
Mm-hmm.
Now for all TV news of all time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now. Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Jimmy Fallon's done this a few times for different All-Star games and stuff. They did it in NBA. I want to say they did it for a PGA. Maybe it was the Masters they did it for. Either way, he has this whole, basically a game just called Drop It In. So he's pre-told some of these athletes when they're doing interviews at the All-Star game of these little funny phrases to put in there. So now they have to work to try to get them in during an interview.
These are my basics. This is what I need to do. And you can draw back on it. It's like they say, even a hungry turtle can do a jumping jack.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is it possible to have too many power hitters?
No, I don't think it's possible to have too many power hitters. We're the Yankees. You don't ask the milkman for steak.
Well, came down the last night, I was scrambling, and then I just thought to myself, sometimes you got to dance with the pants you wore to prom. So,
what's it like to prepare for your next start with this backdrop in this historic ballpark?
Yeah, you know, it's great. You know, sometimes when the pencil breaks, though, you just got to scribble with a nibble.
There's this overarching message. It doesn't matter how much jelly you have in the jar, it's about how you spread it on your English muffin.
A lot of great years going on, but I think rookie of the year is Michael Chavis. Cookie of the year, chocolate chip.
You got the supermodel, Wyatt. Hey, what's the secret? You got to tell the youngster how to do it.
No secret. You know, I recently watched the movie Fever Pitch. It still holds up. So, I mean, love, baseball, all that.
You watch the full version of that, the mention Facebook page. There's a few more in there. And it's always pretty funny.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the writers that come up with that. Plus, also, like, with athletes and just Americans in general, we speak in so many cliches.
Oh, everything's a cliche.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it seems odd now that we know he's doing it, but I wouldn't pick up on that at first.
You wouldn't notice, because everybody says silly stuff.
Yeah. Can't catch a frog if you're trying.
Like, you know what? I believe him.
Yeah, right?
You just assume his father told him that at some point growing up.
Yeah. I caught a turtle once because it bit the line.
Can't light your pants on fire if your pants are wet, son. Remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
But they get okay, Dad. They did it at the U.S. Open, too.
It was the U.S. Open.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I knew it was some golfing tournament they did it in. And then, also, I thought it was funny today, you're talking about golf. I read an article that said, what's his name, Brooks?
It's either Koepka or Koepka, I can't remember.
Basically, Tiger Woods, like, texted him, like, do you want to play a practice round before this tournament? And dude just didn't answer him back. And they asked him about it. He's like, yeah, I practice before majors. Other than that, when you see me on the course, that's when I practice. Like, I said to Miles, I get the feeling maybe he just doesn't like Tiger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or he's just not a very cordial guy.
His girlfriend, though, is pretty outstanding. I mean, like, oh my God, that's crazy.
And isn't he the number one golfer in the world, Brooks?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would think at a certain point, too, some of the other golfers, like, not that Tiger Woods isn't, he won a major this year, right?
Right, yes, he did.
So he won a major and stuff, but it's like, I would have to think if I'm on tour and I'm the number one or two golfer in the world, after a while, it's like, oh, man, are we still talking about Tiger?
Mm-hmm. That does,
I think he probably just wanted to hang out at home with his wife and maybe clean the house, or I don't know what he wanted to do. But
I do.
He probably just wanted to
hang out. He wanted to do what I wanted to do.
At home with his wife would be what I would think I would want to do if I was him.
So The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. These are massive shows. We've talked about them before. I don't think anything really will shock me from this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess this could be shocking. One of the guys in The Bachelorette, apparently he was lying about his romantic history. Peter Weber has told Hannah his last relationship ended in heartbreak. But then basically a girl came out and was like, yeah, I was dating him for 5 months. Then he dumped me to go do the show.
Oh, that is heartbreaking.
2 miles,
well,
not
no,
only that.
He meant heartbreaking for her.
They dated for 5 months. Now, 5 months, you got to do an in-person breaking up.
That's a decent amount of time.
2 days before Christmas, he dumped her over FaceTime.
Damn!
Baby, yeah. Head to the show. This is my
star.
Ticket. It's going to be me and 30 guys battling for camera time.
Yeah, obviously the ex thinks he's kind of a scumbag, but she says she's watching the season and says, quote, I can see why he's a fan favorite. If I didn't know him, I would think he's a very sweet, genuine person.
If I didn't
know
him.
But I do know him, so I know.
So I know he's not.
He's kind of a douchebag who would sign up for this show. Aren't you shocked by that?
That is terribly shocking.
These people don't have a lot of substance. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to go on TV and try to get married.
Right.
It's a competition, you see?
Yes.
So we're all Eskimo brothers, right?
Rub noses.
Yeah.
I saw Dr. Drew years ago on Tom Green's show when he was still doing that on, it might have been Access back in the day, TV. And Tom Green asked him, like, who's got the biggest, like, genre-wise? Is it musicians? Is it actors? Like, who has the most issues with substance abuse? And he was like, basically reality stars. Because
sure.
They're kind of just famous for being them.
Right, they have
or famous
talent.
For being pretty. Like, they don't, you know what I mean?
There's nowhere for them to get anything out of their system because you're, mm-hmm. It's not that your talent's list, but whatever your talents are, that's not why you're
come
making money.
Come to our nightclub and
Right.
Be here for an hour?
Right. Well, an athlete can go back to the field.
You can become
even
a broadcaster.
Somebody like Slash, right? So he had was, you know, got clean and this and that. But he can go back to his instrument, like the thing that made him famous.
He has like four bands. Right. Yeah. Keeps himself occupied.
Yeah. Stay busy. I have a buddy that lives clean and sober. Works a lot with wood.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he's one of those people, right? He's got to have a
you
project.
You have to do something.
Yeah, he's just like, I got to stay busy.
Yep.
What did your grandmother tell you? Idle hands on the devil's playground.
Oh, God. My grandmother's looked at me and said, you have the devil's hands.
Anybody in here? Anybody watch Supergirl?
No.
Negative.
No, but I heard it's a good show.
Well, good news. She's getting pants.
Okay.
Mike, you're the only one I thought that might help me on this. Melissa Bidoost says that Supergirl will ditch the skirt in season 5 for some skin-covering pants. A lot of us were passionate about getting Supergirl into pants and out of the short skirt. We felt like that would be a powerful move, and Melissa's really excited about it. We've been thinking about it for a while.
This is TV news, folks.
She's got pants.
This is what people think in the industry. It's going to change the game.
Well,
the
truth is, if you can fly and you're a hot chick, every time you fly, every guy is looking directly at your shirt.
Can we have a realistic storyline then where she's trying to get someplace, but the drag, because of the new pants, when she's flying, means that her time is substantially cut down based on just simple aerodynamics?
I think the skirt would slow her down more than the pants, but I think the reality would be how long it takes her to find the ones that fit.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, flying superheroes in general make poor outfit choices. Wasn't it just yesterday we were talking about Superman?
Most people don't want to go with baby blue, wear your underwear on the outside.
Right, he's got his underwear on the outside.
And a yellow belt.
Could you do Superman Day where everyone wore their underwear on the outside of work?
One step ahead of you, bro.
Okay.
I think it'd be hard
Superman
to get
party, man. Everyone wears their underwear on the outside.
Yeah, it could be kind of cool.
After you have your Winnie the Pooh party, you know, anywhere people are
pants. Nobody's wearing pants. You're just wearing a half shirt.
That's 2 weeks from now.
I think it'd just be weird to get your underwear over your shirt. I feel like my shorts are much baggier than my underwear.
Well, he wears skin tight leggings.
Yeah. Either way, I think she'll look good.
He
in these
wears jeggings.
You have some snow pants or something you wear?
Yeah, I'm just saying, flying superheroes in general make odd outfit changes.
They all do.
Yeah.
Flying or not, like, you look ridiculous.
Right, Iron Man's really the only one that's kind of just like, he's Iron Man and then he's got an expensive Iron Man costume.
But even then, he made a red and yellow.
Mm. Technically gold, I think.
Okay, you know, we're splitting hairs.
I mean, it's not Ronald McDonald flying in the air. Like the Redskins.
That would be scary.
Big ass.
There's a show called American Pickers. Mm-hmm. All right. So they go around and they pick stuff from yard sales or junk shops. Probably not what you call them.
Well, antique stores, probably. But
yeah,
same difference.
Just, like they, you know, like, and I don't know why. It just feels like you go through the South or Texas. There's like a roadside place that's got a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah, it's a junk place to me. They call it something else.
Yeah, right. There's a fancier name for it.
And it's a fancier name for junk.
These guys get really fired up, too. Like, oh, look what we found, this and that. I'm convinced if anybody, especially me or my mom, like if we were on that show, we would just collect more crap. Mm-hmm. None of it would be worth jack.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
It'd just be like, all right, now your entire place is full of S.
Crap.
Right.
Here's a knickknack.
But they did find an original Aerosmith van. Now, not like a little toy van. Like, legit, they were on tour with this van.
Okay.
And then they refurbished it, and they presented it to the Aerosmith guys.
If someone does a lame joke, I laugh too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, thanks, Ricky Gervais.
I don't make them feel bad.
Oh, I want to say, this sounds awfully strange.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I rode over top of that one, huh?
Best in the business.
Oh, okay. Smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah. Oh, look, here, Aerosmith, here's your new van.
All right,
guy. Yeah, Brad Whitford went,
Yeah, the van looks like a lady.
Yeah. And then Joe went, it's a van with a rock and roll band. We rock and roll.
It was a really touching moment. Wish everybody had been
there. We'll
never know. Or could have heard it.
We got Ricky Gervais.
We got Ricky Gervais talking to Jerry Seinfeld. Basically, they're having an argument about whether or not you should laugh at somebody's bad jokes.
If someone does a lame joke, I laugh too much.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a sweet guy.
I don't want to make them feel bad.
Oh, I want just the opposite. I want them to feel horrible.
Wow.
But doesn't it bother you that they think they're funny enough to make a joke to make you laugh?
But why shouldn't they?
Because you've spent your entire life in this craft.
But you're treating it like an insult, and it's a compliment that they would love you to laugh at them because they like you so much.
Yes, because it would make them think that they're on the same level, and they're not.
But it's not like someone going up to a doctor and going, "Can I take your appendix out?"
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is to
me. We don't do that thing. We're not that important.
Aren't we?
No.
He's right.
All right, do you laugh at people's bad jokes just to humor them?
If it's my kid.
I always react. I mean, I'm like, oh, God.
Right.
I react.
You won't always get to laugh. I mean, I wouldn't just sit there in silence and stare at him.
But I think Ricky Gervais or Seinfeld, they both kind of bring up good comments. Like, I get where Ricky Gervais is like, yeah, I'll just laugh at him. But I also get with Seinfeld, he's held in such high esteem. Like, if you're a comedian and he laughs, you want to believe that he's actually laughing.
Well, sure, mm-hmm. But you can still tell him a joke, for God's sakes.
I mean, look, there's
Earnhardt Jr. gets an Uber, it's like, hey, man, you know what, you should drive.
How many times is a guy?
No, but I'm saying if Dale Earnhardt legit was like, you're a good driver.
Yes, that would I'd be like, more. Damn,
so
right.
I get why Seinfeld was kind of like, well, I'm not going to laugh. I'm not going to give him back credit.
No, that makes sense. All right.
You know the guys, when you're good out of town, they're always trying to give you your CD, and then when you take the CD, they want $5 for it?
Yeah.
Well, how many of those guys have gone up to any artist out there and said, hey, please, listen to my band, listen to my song, listen to this, taking a shot. You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
I mean, they're not on the level of the people they're approaching, but they really want the person to hear that. And the person might put it in and go, oh, God. Right. I don't know. But they're not going to do that. They're probably like, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Or, you know, whatever. They just take in one.
Yeah, but the advantage you have is that they don't play it for you in front of them.
Because
look.
Because you told the joke. You're not playing the song like, listen.
When John Cena years ago decided he wanted to possibly dabble into rap, I had the misfortune of him playing his track in front of me on the air. And you, basically all I told him was, because he's bouncing up and down, eyes closed, happy about what he did, you know, but I'm like, okay, this is awkward, because it was horrible, but I don't want to tell him it's horrible, because he's truly doing this as a passion, so all I said was, hey, because he's like, what'd you think? And I'm like, if I were you, I'd keep my day job.
Also, he's jacked.
That I was terrified to say anything. I don't know this guy.
Also, he's a large man.
He is. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, right? Like, I'm generally going to laugh. I don't mind. But yeah, I get, I don't know. I think it does just matter more if you're working in the world of comedy.
Absolutely.
And it's Jerry Seinfeld either laughing or not laughing.
Well, yeah.
I will say, though, Jerry Seinfeld also comes off as just kind of a salty older dude. Sometimes.
He really does. You have all this money. You go down and say, what is the problem? What's the problem? Why are you bitter all the time?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you shorted the other actors out of the money. You make all
say,
the money.
It took years to get anything on a DVD because even Larry David didn't want to split up any of the profits.
Well,
the
you're
other
a bit of a scumbag, but you're a funny guy. But be happy. You made millions of dollars making people laugh, man. That's a good thing.
And he loves Porsches.
Well, sure.
Old ones.
Yeah.
Like he drives the one that looked like, you know, I don't know. It's like a little Carmen Ghia looking.
Okay, yeah, the little super tiny ones.
Yeah, the 911. You know what? What do you guys say every year at Christmas? Every year you guys say this to me.
I haven't done any shopping yet.
No, what do you really say? You come in the office, usually...
Sorry, this is your birthday. This is horrible. You have to share it.
No, you guys are always like, man, not enough Christmas movies. And what do I tell you? Just wait. Lifetime's got you covered.
Okay.
I didn't think you'd give up our private, personal, very deep conversations we have in the office at Christmas time.
I apologize.
You broke our holiday rule.
All right, so 10, 15, 20, or 25. How many movies will Lifetime hit you, how many Christmas movies will they hit you with this year?
I'd say full 25.
Ah, Thrill?
12.
You're both wrong. It's 28, which Jeez. Wasn't an option.
Okay.
28.
Come on, man.
That's Lifetime. Last year, they only aired 18 of them.
And these are all new and different?
This is Lifetime. Hallmark Channel, though,
oh, God.
They are the king. They're pumping out 40 movies.
You know, are these original 26? Movies, or are they just showing old movies as
no,
well?
No, dude. They're making these movies.
These are all original movies.
So, like, Lori Loughlin, right, as we say, like, everybody was like, what happened to Aunt Becky before we realized she was involved in illegal college schemes?
Right.
She was making all these Christmas movies. There's like whole careers that are based on Hallmark and Lifetime.
I can believe that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It still seems
it's a lot.
Yeah.
But obviously they're doing it because people, it's like all the radio, look, you know, when you punch around on your radio station, doesn't matter what city you're in, the one that plays Christmas music, is the lamest station there. Mm-hmm. It's the lamest station in your market. I mean, it's just, look, it's true here, everywhere. If you're the Christmas music station, you're truly the worst station on earth. I mean, that's just how it is. But people keep listening to the crap. So if I'm a Hallmark, like, keep making the movies. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. Yeah, people are going to watch them.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Neighbors in Michigan are getting upset that someone is pooping in their subdivision's pool. Meanwhile, a group of teens go camping in Oklahoma and find a human leg with a shoe, which is actually pretty cool. Colombian drug smuggler hilariously attempts to smuggle cocaine under his toupee. Chicago alligator known as Chance the Snapper is not enjoying freedom today. And a man sits on a toilet for 5 days at Flips Place Bar. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. Sushi restaurants around the country are going up in flames, and investigators think they have found the culprit. Much like piles of compost, investigators have linked multiple fires to deep-fried tempura flakes that are resting overnight.
So, I'm not the only person who thinks of compost and tempura at the same time.
There you go. Yeah. In Madison, they checked security footage where they saw the mixture that had rested for 6 hours spontaneously combust.
I'll be damned.
So, basically, they deep-fry the stuff, they let it sit overnight to rest and cool off. It just packs itself together.
Something that's never on fire. You know what I mean? It's not over a flame.
Right.
So technically, it's just being, you know, boiled.
Exactly.
Still.
And then it just traps all the heat in there. It must kind of
like snap or spark or something in the tempura that sets off stuff.
Something, man. Then again, I don't know what else could catch fire there.
Which tells you a lot about your stomach. Your stomach has no problem eating tempura. It's perfectly fine.
You can drink Coke.
Your stomach is an amazing thing. It will never catch fire. No one said, oh, man, I ate the tempura vegetables and my stomach caught fire.
Nobody yet.
Wait for it, Miles. Yeah.
Give it time.
In other news, a record has been set in Belgium. We covered this during the shot of the day. A man set out to set a record for the longest time spent on a toilet. The 48-year-old man dug deep and found the strength within himself to stay seated on the toilet for an astounding 5 days.
And now has deep vein thrombosis.
And a world record.
Yeah. He wanted to stay on the toilet for 165 hours, but unfortunately only made it to 116. Ate all of his food on a non-functioning toilet. For 5 days.
Well, it's non-functioning. I mean, for the most part, that's passable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd sit on a toilet at Home Depot and eat a sandwich if I needed to. It's not hooked up.
Man. And I'm sure they'd ask you to stay.
Yeah.
I've had...
Just wait for it to process. I'm going to get this whole thing over with.
I've had long movements before, man, and then I stand up and I got that dumbass ring all the way on my ass. Like, how bad is this?
Looks like a frown.
Legs go numb, the whole deal.
It's exactly. Like Sam Elliott's mustache now firmly planted on your butt cheeks.
Like, what kind of...
Beef. What's for dinner?
I think I go thinking man the whole time, you know.
What kind of damage has this man done to his body now that he's been on there for 5 days?
No, he has a world record, Mike.
What kind of life does this guy lead where he's got 4 or 5 days off and this is what he determines he wants to do with it?
Yeah, I'm going
to
take the week off from work so I can sit on a toilet at the bar.
At a bar.
I've definitely gotten the red, like, spots on my thighs from where my elbows were resting as I was reading Sports Illustrated.
Exactly. I mean, do you set up a TV?
Sports Illustrated,
set up a TV for him and all that? Or does he just sit there?
He's just sitting at the bar, man.
Like a sideshow at a fair?
Yeah, more or less. Look at the pooping man.
It is that time again, gentlemen.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
All right, a man down south was arrested and charged with a couple counts of child neglect after he left his two kids at home for more than 4 hours. It was noted that his relation to the children is unknown and one of them has some severe brain damage, but don't worry, he's got a good excuse for leaving them alone for so long. He was in the strip club.
Oh, okay. Well, right. You can't bring the kids in.
No, you can't. You got to leave them at home.
So that's good parenting. See that?
How long was he in there?
4 hours.
Yeah. Everybody's got that buddy that goes in for a dance.
If they had a daycare room at the strip club, you could drop your kid off with like one of those half gates.
Or they could drop off theirs.
And it was like a, you know, like a padded bouncy room with toys.
Everyone
could
use it.
Would you take advantage of that?
I've never been to a strip club, Miles.
Well, you know, my son and his best friend at the strip club. Well, they were in the, you know, okay, kids' room together.
You've never been to a strip club, period?
Period. What?
Yeah.
In your life?
Yeah.
Never?
Never.
Never walked into a strip
club? Never.
How has this happened?
I don't know.
You guys got breadsticks and marinara?
It's just, no. Yeah, what if we find you one that has, like, Olive Garden food? Right. Would you go in?
Yeah, really.
We know how to get you in there.
You never... We didn't know that. Well, I know something gone down the road here that's going to play into that very nice.
Maybe. We shall see.
We go to Detroit. Yes, Friday night's going to be a S show. And you know where we're going. And Ted's going to be the guide. The tour guide. Because he knows more about it than anybody.
Moving on.
We go to Detroit where police are investigating something you'd think that they wouldn't have to. Apparently someone in the local township is defecating in the pool.
Basically, everyone that goes in any pool might have that possibility of happening.
No, this is a little different.
Defecating, though?
Not defecating.
This is like when the pool's closed, man.
He's dropping the kids off.
Why do you want to go poop in a pool?
Because it's funny.
That's got to be the only reason.
I mean, there's no other reason you would do it.
What's your position on this? Like, how are you doing it when you're floating?
What do you mean?
You're not. Your feet are not on the bottom.
No,
of the
this
pool.
Person's no. getting in overnight.
I know that. Right? What I'm saying
so
is,
they just open,
what
drop
is your
their pants
position?
And poop? Squat over the pool and
so
poop.
With your feet right. on the ground on the bottom of the pool, you're just going to squat down.
I mean,
down
if I want to refresh myself, I will climb in.
There you go. Right. Okay.
You either need a buddy or you need.
Oh,
one of those,
I see. I thought they were getting in the water and then doing it in. The
no.
Pool.
No, I think. Look, I don't know, but my guess is that they just squat over the edge and drop it in.
I'd hang onto the railing in the corner steps. And then bend my ass over
there. There you go.
I do it off the diving board.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The Word. And we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.